Welcome to this message by Bishop Edwin Morgan Ogo. Bishop Edwin Ogo is a seasoned minister of the Word of God whose messages on Christian living, church building, and the work of the ministry are a great inspiration to ministers all over the world. He pastors the Makanair Cathedral in Oyibi, where he ministers powerfully in various services, transforming lives and raising zealous church workers. You will experience the transformational force and power of God's Word as he ministers passionately to you today. Be blessed as you listen.
For your presence in my life, without you, Come on, Living Bread Cathedral, it's time for the Word of God. Why don't you stand to your feet wherever you are as a sign of respect and honor. Put your hands together as a sign of excitement. You can jump around, you can shout, you can make some noise. And let's welcome one of God's choicest servants into our midst. Let's welcome to this pulpit, the Bishop Edwin Morgan. Oh, go on, come on. Make some noise.
In church is very nice this morning.
Oh, yes. Ear.
I hope you are ready for tonight. We are entering the new year in style. In style. And how many of you know that God is going to bless your life mightily? And He's going to change you. I'm so glad that you are in church this morning.
Oh, yes.
I'm so glad you are in church this morning.
Come on. Work it.
That's one of the best decisions you've taken this year, to be in church today.
Thank you, Jesus.
And this morning, God is going to speak to us about the church.
Oh, yes.
And how I wish the Holy Spirit Himself was the one preaching. That we have a way to hear Him. A way of hearing His voice. Because He has many things to say to us. But I'm glad to see all of you in church.
Hallelujah.
We are closing shortly to go and relax, eat, sleep, wake up. When is church starting tonight? 9. Yes.
Come on.
9. Prophet is preaching at 10. The service at the Kodesh starts at 10. Okay, then it's 9. Yeah. Clap your hands for your pastor. 9. But make sure you are here at 9. Don't come. Don't bring your things tonight. Tell anybody, don't bring your things tonight. Clap your hands for Jesus.
Oh,
I think 9 is the time.
What a blessing.
Well, you may be seated this morning. And I've seen my brother here. You've seen him many times. We got born again on the same day. I think I told you about him. Yeah. Both of us have the same spiritual mother. But I chose to marry my mother. Ask your neighbor, what are you doing in the church? I think this coming year, every member must be in a Santa. You must be, Bishop Kobe, you must form many Santas. Even the dancing stars, you must have different groups, different choirs. Ashes should do something on stage on a Sunday. Why not? They should come and recite a verse or clap their hands or something. Yes. Airport stars should be able to come and do melodrama or some. Santa Sunday. Your pastor says Santa Sunday. Yeah. Because, I mean, if you remove the dancing stars from the church service, it's another type of church. It's a very important group. Clap your hands for them. They don't have anything, but still clap for them. They don't have lunch. They don't have money. They have nothing. But you watch. They are the ones who are going to be driving cars.
Professor!
Cars on the
Professor!
Car park. You know. Clap your hands for them. Before you sit down, let's pray.
Oh, Jesus.
Father, we thank you for church.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
We thank you for this mystery you've created on earth called church.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you,
Father,
for this island.
Oh, thank you, Lord.
Sticking out of the sea of confusion and evil and wickedness. Thank you for this embassy you've brought that we can relate with and feel comforted and comfortable in this strange world. And as we hear your word in this embassy, we pray and ask that you speak to us in this few minutes. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
You may be seated. This morning, I want to preach to you for a few minutes. I really pray that you will listen to me. God wants to say something. You know, a good message doesn't have to be 1 hour. A good message doesn't have to be 1.5 hours. It can be 20 minutes. And God has spoken to you. And I need you to listen very carefully. Because today, as we see the end of the year, the Holy Spirit, the complex and yet simple Holy Spirit, wants to say something to the church. And I pray and hope that you have ears to hear. Eric, can you hear well at the back? You can hear well. I want to read from 3 verses, 3 portions of scripture. Then I'll make that important comment. The first scripture I want to read is from Revelation chapter 1, verse 18. I am he that liveth and was dead. And behold, I'm alive forevermore. That's the whole message there. And have the keys of hell and death. Ashes settle down. Verse 19. Write the things which thou hast seen, and the things which are, and the things which shall be hereafter. Write them down. Verse 20. What should he write? Go back to verse 19. What should he write? Write the things. Three things. Things he has seen. You remember, this is John. He's having a vision, Patmos. So he's seeing something. And then what else? Are the things, number two, the things which are. And then the things which will be in the future. So, things happening now. So, today I'm preaching about things that are happening that are relevant for your life now.
Now.
And the things that are relevant for your life in 2024,
Amen.
2025,
Amen.
2026.
Amen.
So, note it. It's not just about 2024. It's about now. So what you are seeing, what you are about to see, or what John is about to see, that is written for us to also see, is about our lives now. Your marriage,
yes.
Your business,
yes.
Relationship,
now.
Pipeline,
now.
Beloved, now. Children. I see a lot of pregnancies this morning. Now, not future pregnancies. Now. I see stomachs shining at me. Clap your hands for stomachs that are shining. Not will shine, are shining now. Clap your hands for stomachs that are shining now. It is the doing of the Lord. We don't take these things for granted. People pay in excess of $50,000 to have a stomach that is shining. I hope you are not under the impression that we've come to church to clap for pot bellies. I meant pregnancies. So clap again. I didn't specify. Because there are other stomachs that are shining that are of no relevance. It's of bad behavior, poor eating. We don't celebrate pot bellies here. Sorry for confusing you. But that's a blessing. So what you are about to see concerns your life now, your pregnancy now, your business now, your marriage now, your trip to Nkoko, that's why in the car now. It's now and also hereafter. That shall be hereafter. So notice the two very distinct timelines. Current life and the prophetic word into your future. Now, what is it? What did he see? What did he see? Verse 20. He saw a mystery. The first word you see is the mystery. What's the mystery? The mystery of the seven stars. Which New King James, sir? There are students here. This is adult thing. You need to be an adult to read such English. There are students here. The mystery of the seven stars, which you saw in my right hand, and the seven golden lampstands. Now, the seven stars which you saw in my right hand are the angels of the seven churches. It's worth commenting on. I'll make that comment as I end. The angels of the seven churches. So every church had an angel. And the seven lampstands, which I'm sure in the King James will be called the candlesticks. Can I see the King James? Candlesticks, yes. Take me back to New King James. That's like every candlestick had seven bases for candles. We call it in the Hebrew the menorah. Seven candlesticks. So there were seven of them. The seven lampstands which you saw are the seven churches. While we are still in Revelations, I want to read to you it's a time. I wanted us to go down. But let's go to the next chapter. Revelation 2, verse 1. Remember, he saw seven candlesticks. And what else did he see? Seven stars. So the stars are the angels of the churches. Now, unto the angel of the church of Ephesus, write this. These things said he that holdeth the seven stars in his right hand. What are the stars? The angels. Who walketh in the midst of the seven golden candlesticks. What are the golden candlesticks? You are intelligent. Beautiful. Church. So Jesus is speaking to John, and he introduces himself to John as somebody. First of all, he gave John a vision. In the vision, he showed him seven stars. Say, a mystery. And then seven golden candlesticks. And the stars are the angels. And the candlesticks are the churches. But in chapter 2, but just the next chapter. And by the way, these chapters and verses were created by men who were just trying to arrange things well, and they've made quite some mistakes. It's just a letter he's writing. Nobody writes a letter and says, this is chapter 2, verse 1. Is that how you write your letter to your wife? I mean, if you are writing a letter to your wife and it's chapter 2, verse 1, it means that you are angry. You want to arrange the things very well. But something important, which I need to let you see as we end, is that where is Jesus? He is walking in the midst of the seven golden lampstands. Jesus on earth today, he's walking in the church, among the churches. Tomorrow, next year, next 2 years, he's walking in the churches. So if you are looking for Jesus, you will find him walking among the churches. You see, the church is a very important thing to God. So important that in Ephesians 5, the church is called the wife of Jesus. Today, I'm directing your mind in some 10, 15 minutes to where you are sitting. The church. It's called the wife, the bride. Now, the building is not the bride.
No. What?
We don't do much. This is our own arrangement. Jesus is not married I hope three people will understand what I'm saying. Jesus is not married to microphones and speakers. He is not married to tiles. His relationship, his marriage is to the human beings. Note it very carefully. That is the church. He loves the church. He loves his attention. It's not on the bank. Are you not in the university? Yes. You are on your own there. If you make a mistake and commit your life and your energy and your time and your relationships to the university, you are. He's not there. He is walking among the churches. I was told before coming here that there are 17 people who are interested in a relationship with Jesus Christ. So I'm addressing only the 17 guys in the church. Who are they? Who are the 17? You are here? Yes. You see Christians, Mr. Bishop Man, who are blessed to be in a church, but they have given their energy, their time, and their emotions, their money to political parties. Jesus is not there. He's walking. Everybody has where he is busy. Everybody has where he is busy. Everybody has where. Some are busy in the market. Some are busy in the university. Some are busy in their churches. Some are busy in the schools they've built. Hey, listen, I'm preaching. God also has where he is busy. And he is not busy in the hospital.
No.
Where God is busy and where God is walking through, you see, his right hand, who walks? So that is, when you see somebody is walking in the midst of trees and cars, it connotes leisure. Like a relaxed saunter. You are relaxed and you are sauntering. Not saunter. Saunter. S-A-U-N. Grow up. In the Garden of Eden, say, I'm preaching. In the Garden of Eden, he would come in the cool of the day and be walking in the midst of the trees. But they think I'm joking. You are the only one who thinks I'm preaching. He's walking in the midst of the trees, the garden. Genesis, the Lord. And they heard the sound of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. Relaxed. When Jesus is relaxed and he's walking in a place and he's relaxed, where will you find him? On the beach.
No, 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 no.
Where? Jesus is relaxed. Where does where will you find Jesus relaxed and just sauntering?
The church.
Oh, you're welcome.
Everybody in life has two lives. Your work life and your relaxation life. Yes. People work during the day. In the evening, they relax at drinking bars. People work during the day. In the evening, they are visiting their friends. You see, oh, he's eating, he's relaxed. But in the morning, he was working very hard. So everybody works hard. And also relaxes. So generally speaking, we have two lives. Like right now, I'm working. You are relaxed, but I am working. Now, when Jesus is relaxed, mommy, where does he relax? Now, so that's a relaxation place. So we have to find out, where does he work? That he comes to the church to relax. What does he work? That he comes to the church to relax. Matthew 16 verse 18 is where he works. And I say also unto thee, that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. So his work is that he's building the church. So the very place where he is working is the very same place where he is relaxing. You would have thought that, oh, maybe he works in the university. Then when he's tired, he wants to stroll. Then he comes to saunter in the church. No. Where he is working is the same place where he is relaxed. Ladies and gentlemen, it will help you. Dedicate your life to the church if you want anything to do with Jesus Christ. He's not in parliament. They are on their own there. He's not in the race. He's not in court. He himself is a judge. Who's your court? Who's your 2x4 barrister court? Chief Justice. Katu Kataya. When he is working, the site, I will build my church. Oh, I'm feeling beautiful. So ask, how is he building the church? Ephesians 5. 27. That's how he builds. That he might. You see, if you stand, I also feel dizzy just like Magdalene. You can't sit down. It's difficult to sit down. That he might present it to himself. Kadisho Maya Dabazude. Tomorrow is a holiday, I'm sure. Tuesday is a holiday. Tuesday, people are going to go to work. Some are going, she's going to court. She is going to sell cocoa. This one is going to open the vault of the bank. bank vault. This one is going to do weighing. Now, many people are doing jobs that they don't like. They don't like. But it's just because we need no coffee or to pay rent, to pay some school fees, electricity bill. But it's not that I like it. I'm just there to finish my work. So a lot of people who are working at places are not happy with where they are working. I don't want to ask you to raise your hand, but you are here. I know you are here. But ladies and gentlemen, Jesus is not like that. He likes what he's doing so much that when he works on the church, he presents the things he has done to himself. He likes what he has worked on. He presents it to himself. Because by the time he's bringing it to himself, it's so nice. It has no spots, no wrinkle. Spots talks about things that make you not look the way you ought to be. If you wear a white dress and there are spots of soup and stew, it changes. A spot, actually the word is a blemish. It's a what? A blemish. It makes, a spot takes away the beauty of something. And many of you have got things that have taken the beauty. There are many girls in this column. There are some parts of Accra, you cannot go there because all the boys know you intimately. You are an area mama. So when we are going to do outreach at Odoko, you can't go because that's your original. You have been outreached, so you can't go and outreach there. But when you meet Jesus, he removes a church. When we say church, it's not chairs and tiles or speakers. A church without spots. Many of you have got things in your life that makes people not like you. They come close to you and they see the spots of your past mistakes, the spots of your weaknesses. Kukatuma yagata bataba, shanda sukiti bayada, spots. But when Jesus works on you, whatever ancestral curses have been introduced in your life as blemishes, he cleans and clears. He removes the spots. And then also, he removes the wrinkles. What are the wrinkles? The wrinkles are nothing except signs of aging. Some of you are 30 years, but you look like you are 72. No. When Jesus works on you, he renews your youth, makes you young, you think I'm a 38-year-old guy? No. My next major birthday is 60 years. I'm not a small boy. The major one that will be in the news will be 60 years. I am a grandfather as you are looking at me. As I stand here now, I am a grandfather. I am a grandfather. But because of Jesus, the energy and the youthfulness and the freshness cannot be bought with money. You don't use creams for these things. I said you don't use creams. The Jesus is the work of Jesus. So wherever you are engaged for life because there's no retirement. Many wives, after 10 years, become old ladies. No energy. You can even tell from the type of panties they wear. The type of panties. It's like parachutes. Parachutes. No energy. No. I should stop preaching. I shouldn't preach. Even here, some are wearing parachutes. Here, right here. You wear your husband's boxer shorts. But there is a type of work that when Jesus does on you, you are young for life. Receive youthfulness for life. Oh, you'll be 80, you'll be 76, you'll be 49, but the vitality, baby. The vitality, baby. That's the work he's doing. Jesus is not trying to prepare you to kill you so you can go to heaven. No, he is working on you to remove the wrinkles and the spots so that you are somebody he can look at and desire you. He presents you to himself. He doesn't like spots. He doesn't like wrinkles. Ladies and gentlemen, if you can sit down, I will round up. When you stand, then I feel like preaching. No, we have to go home. We are coming back. Pastor, you are the service pastor. Please speak to them to sit down. Now, these things I've talked about. Spots, wrinkles, you won't know till you are being rejected in a place because of some spots in your life. You won't know till important relationships are being destroyed because of wrinkles. I know people who retire in institutions, and the CEOs hire them again somewhere. You will know till you are not desirable. That's the church. Jesus has dedicated his working life and his relaxation life to the church. I don't know why you have dedicated only 3 hours of your week. In 2024, you must believe God. Listen. Believe God to be wild in the church. Be a church guy. Without Jesus, you are hopeless. The things that money solves in this life are the cheap, inferior things. The real problems of life cannot be solved by money. The places that your beauty takes you are the lowly places in life. The real places your life must be spent, beauty cannot take you there. Very soon, money will not answer your problems. Very soon, your academic qualifications will not help you. Very soon, what will determine the outcome of your life will be whether you have spots or wrinkles. Life is waiting for you. Some of you, you've given your life and energy and even your youthfulness, your youth, to some rubbish work. They have deceived you with some type coins and some privileges and some nonsense things. Soon, they'll dispense with you soon. If there is a place to work, it should be in the church. I'm telling you. It's called labor in the Lord. I mean, one of the unwisest things to do for a Christian to do is to give your energy to teaching in a school. Being a doctor in a hospital, a lawyer, being a driver, and there is nothing you are doing in the church. Where Jesus is, you are not active there. You are not active there. And you work and work. At the end of your work, all they give you is a wall clock. Yes. That next time, what's the meaning of a wall clock? It means next time, use your time carefully. My dear friend, today there's a simple call. Let's listen. The church. Many of you don't know that you are entering 2024 not because you took tablets or you went to a good school, but it's because the church is what has kept you and given you even the life you are entering 2024. In 1 Peter, I think chapter 2. I hope that is the script. If I don't find it, it's okay. Let me see what is in verse 7. I hope. Yes. Unto you, therefore, which believe he is precious, but unto them which be disobedient, the stone. Two things. Stone and builders. So, when you see the stone which the builders disallowed, the same is made the head of the corner. So, builders use stones. And if Jesus is building his church, he's building his church not with Bibles. He's not building his church with Bibles and Holy Ghost. The material he's using to build his church, your guess is right. The stone. And Peter says that you are lively stones. That is what the King James puts it in this same verse. Peter said, ye are also, ye also, as lively stones are built. Now, hold on as I end. So at a building site, the fact that you are at the building site does not mean that you are being worked on. All of us are stones, but many of us are lying in heaps. Anybody passing by can pick you and walk back. I'm preaching in English, sir. I'm not joking. Why do you think I'm joking? I've dressed like this, Christmas dress, to come and joke in the church. Many of you sitting here in the church are stones, lively stones that are lying around. You are lying around. You are in the church, yes. You are a stone, yes. But you have not been built up. You don't form part of any structure. Who was it? We went to his site recently. And some people have come for the stones.
Just lying there.
I've been traveling too much these days. Yeah. He bought stones. His building site. He's built like land foundation, sand and stone. But he went there. Some people have come to collect the stones away. But you see, the stones that were collected were the stones that had not been used in the building. You can't come here and take the stones in the columns and in the. There are stones here, but they are parts.
Built up.
Soon, somebody is going to come for you. A passerby. Some of you girls, a man will just come to the pass through the church and carry you away. Why? But I'm also a stone. She's also a stone. Why did the man not pick her, but the man picked you? Because you have not been built into the building. You are just lying around. Just lying around. The fact that Jesus is there doesn't mean that you can't be taken away. Jesus himself told the parable of a man who went to sow seeds. Good seed. But they were picked by birds of the air. Once you are not properly anchored, a bird of the air can pick you. My dear brother, my sister, God put you in the church to make you a part of the building. See, my greatest joy today is the Dancing Stars. No, I'm not joking. These young boys can be visited, can be rebuked, can be prayed for, can be worked on because they are in the building. See, they are part of the building. You are the same as a dancer. You are the same. But you, we don't know you. Anything in your family looking for you to eat you will find you because you are, evil spirits are coming to the church. They'll find stones lying around. The fact that you are a stone doesn't mean you are not available. The stones that are not available are the stones that are part of the concrete, are part of the building. We have used it as mortar. The blocks, the blocks that are used on the wall fixed cannot be stolen. Some of you, depression will take you away from the church. Suicidal thoughts will remove you. But there's a girl, suicidal thoughts will not remove her from the church because she is a part of a wall. She can't be taken away. The fact that I couldn't get a good education doesn't mean I am against people who are going to the university. If I couldn't go to the university, it doesn't mean that I am against graduates. But I'm saying to you that go to the university. I couldn't go. You go. Go and study. But make sure that you are being built up in the church. Because the evil spirits, the family curses, they don't care whether you are a doctor. They don't care whether you are a lawyer. They don't care whether you are a graduate. They don't know degrees. They don't even know money. All they know is that you are available to be eaten. There are some families. The family house. There's a room there. That's where they all come. Whether you are, it's a retirement home. Whether you are in Canada, Ottawa, Toronto, Edinburgh, where? Johannesburg. You were a professor in Malawi. They took you to China to teach in the university. Wherever you go, you will end up in that room with a stroke. That's where they all come to die. But when you are part of the building of the church, be a part of the building. In 2024, don't just lie around. They will come for you. Join something. I have never seen Jesus in the bank. I have never seen Jesus in the bank. There's no time to waste in the university. There's no time to waste in your hospital. You may be whatever. Where he is, I've told you, where he is relaxed is a church. Where he is working is a church. May you be a stone he is holding and working on and cutting and pruning and sizing up and fitting into the world. The next time your enemies come to find you, may they find you as part of a wall they can't take away.
Amen.
You are a fool to be in a church on just on Sunday. You don't join any group. You are not a part of any small group, any big group, any little group, any whatever, no function. You just come here on Sunday. Whatever you are, I say you are a fool. You are a fool. I was expecting that you'd be aware of what is looking for you. The enemy's looking for you. The evil trying to get your children. And you rather should be the one to bring your children to us. I'm surprised that your son can run away from home and go for an all night. You are a fool. The church doesn't pay rent for members. We don't pay school fees for the children of our members. That is why you must work. That's why you must work. That's why you must have a business. That's why you must go to the bank. That's why you must go to school and get a good job as a lawyer. But the fact that you are a lawyer does not mean that you must withhold and restrain your energy, your time, your talent, everything from the church. It's not wise. Be available. If Jesus is working on you, he is cutting you to size so he can put you into the wall. Fit into the wall. Fit into the column. If he's working on you, it means he's mixing you with some sand and water and cement and whatever, some other stones. So you, as I'm standing here, I am caked in a column. You know the girls who have tried to remove me from my chair? The girls? With hammers, chisels, whatever, pneumatic drills. I'm still sitting here because I'm not, you are looking at me, I am a stone, but spiritually, guy, there's concrete around me. You think you are the only one with evil spirits in your family? You are the only one with family curses. Me, my family, there are dwarfs. But I'm standing here untouched by the evil because I'm not just a stone lying on the compound of a church. I have been built up. Stand to your feet. Built up. You are the top student in your class. Congratulations. But make sure you are part of a church. Built up. Built up. A spiritual house. It's sad that you will be a grown up like you will be part of a banking house. I thought you have a little sense not to be only a part of an academic house. You are part of a courthouse. And you can be part of a spiritual house. Oh yes, Sekewa. Sisters, go to school. Pass your exam. First class. Top student. But when you are going to get your first class and the lecturers have all stood up, they don't know is that the guy coming for the certificate is also a pastor in a school. He is built up in a column. And Paul said, who can harm you if you are a doer of that which is good? Who can harm you? That is why I'll tell you, please remember again, I've told you that the fact that I couldn't go to the university does not mean that I am against graduates. I'm not against graduates. The fact that I couldn't get a good job to do doesn't mean I'm against people who work in the bank. The fact that my salary is small doesn't mean that I am against people who earn large sums of money. I want to beg you, with the words of St. Paul, not to be only strong in the bank. Not to be only strong in GES. Be strong in GES. Because when you are promoted there, there will be more tithes. Be strong in the bank. Be strong in the bank. But when we say we are strong in medicine or we are strong in dentistry, a Christian who says he is strong in dentistry is saying that he is strong because he has already become strong in the Lord. Ephesians 6 verse 10. Finally. And I love the word finally. That is, after everything, after you have been strong in the bank, strong financially, strong physically, some of you have got muscles, strong, look at the African girl, look at your hair, long, natural. Natural hair, long. She is strong in her hair. Oh, she's Ghanaian. Oh, so no, she's Ghanaian. Are you not a Ghanaian? You're from Bangladesh? It's a hair on her. Oh, it's a hair on her. We shouldn't discuss it. That's a hair. The same. This is the same as this. She's strong. Oh, it's not like that. We shouldn't go into that. Some of you are strong in chemistry. But the word is finally. After you are strong in chemistry. And so what? Tell me about you are strong in beauty. And so what? You are strong in handsomeness. You are tall. You've got nice legs. You've got a nice nose. You've got a nice job. You've got nice hair. Well, you got a nice car. And so what? Finally, when you are strong, you got to also be strong in the Lord. Be strong in the Lord. Be strong in the Lord. In this coming year, be strong. Be strong. Some of you must relocate yourself from the wall to the column. Yes. Yeah, deeper. Some of you must have another layer of concrete around you. Yes, Psalm 84, verse 7. Psalm 84, verse 7. Psalm 84, verse 7. They go from strength to strength. The bishops who preach in the service, not so? They go from strength to strength. The bishops who wear the mitre, who are consecrated. Oh, they go from strength to strength. The reverends who wear the collar. No, they go from strength to strength. The basenta leaders who are serving God. Who are those who must go from strength to strength? Clap your hands for everyone. In Zion, it's not just bishops. It's not just reverends. It's not just singers. Everyone got to be strong. And you see, it's from strength to strength, which means in 2024, we expect that you'll be stronger than you were. In 2023, stronger. Stronger. They go from strength to strength. Everyone.
Everyone.
I got born again with my brother here the same day from the same mother. I married my mother. It's been 40 years. 40, close to 40. 39, 40. 84. So that is 39 years. Yes. I have never had a year previously that I was stronger. The strength builds up. Rather, as I'm growing, that I should be weaker. And shall we receive the wrinkle where? Hey, power, energy, fire. Receive fire. Receive strength. Receive power. May you go from strength.
Yes.
Strength.
Fire.
You are a Supreme Court judge, but you are also an evangelist. Shakata. When you are on the stage preaching to the crowd, there are men with Uzi machine guns, because you are a Supreme Court judge, but you are also an evangelist. Madabab, I pray, Lord, let somebody here be the president of Ghana one day. But may you be a president with
professor,
a branch
professor,
that you preach in every Sunday.
Professor,
you have Zoom meetings at the Flagstaff House. You are having Zoom meetings with your shepherds. Then you are meeting the Japanese Prime Minister, the Swedish ambassador,
professor,
but you are also into bus centers and church planting.
Professor,
may none of us degenerate
professor
into evil, wicked, godless
yes.
people. May we go from strength. This is why your strength must be big.
Yes.
This is why your strength must be great.
Yes.
This is where Jesus is.
Oh yes.
Jesus is not in your shop. He's not in your office.
No.
Why he works is why he builds and why he relaxes. He's there. Be here. Invest your life here. Otherwise, you will live to regret. Live to regret. Your pretty face will become your nemesis. Your what? Nemesis. Your political career will be your nemesis. Why? Why shouldn't we have rich businessmen here? Why can't we have ambassadors here? But God is afraid He's afraid because if he gives you a little money, we can't find you in church. A little status, a new title, a new job, a new promotion, we won't find you. But the time is coming in this church. There will be rich businessmen. They go to Taiwan. They go to Singapore. But they are having Zoom meetings with their shepherds. They are preaching on Sunday. They are building the church.
Yes.
Where Jesus is.
Oh, yes.
It's where I want to be.
Professor.
I want to be where Jesus is.
Oh, yes.
I want to be where Jesus is. In 2024, may the church not be a place you come to only once a week. Somebody at your level, we expect far more than that. Keko taba. Anus kabi. Moshe ni. Postani kapahaka. In this coming year,
professor,
may you be stronger than you were.
Amen. Professor.
This coming year, may you be more dedicated.
Professor.
More
professor,
committed.
Professor.
Hey.
Hey.
In this coming year, may you not seek to be refreshed in somebody's company, some shop, some bank, some hospital. Refreshing, refreshing. David told us that there is a river in the church also. There's a river.
Yes.
The streams whereof shall make glad the city of God. This is here also. There is a river here. There's a river.
Yes.
I don't work in no bank. I don't own no business. Why am I looking fresh? There's a river. The streams whereof shall make glad the city of God. The holy place of the tabernacle. Go to school. Work in the bank. Work in your shop. But make sure that you are also planted by the rivers. I'm showing you the wisest way to live your life. The wisest way to live your life is not to lie in the church as a stone, just lying around. But make sure that you are built up. It's only when you are built up that you are not accessible. They can't find you. Can you imagine the demons looking for me? The men looking for me? The women looking for me? It's not, you cannot even imagine it. But they can't find me because I'm in the concrete.
Hallelujah.
I'm the foundation under Kuta Satabahata Baba. I pray that in 2024 you will find your way in the foundation, into a column, into a wall, into the ceiling. May you be built up and not somebody just lying around. Lift your two hands and dedicate your life to the church. The church. That's where Jesus is. He's walking through. He's walking in the midst of the seven candlesticks. Relax. And when he starts working, the very place he was relaxing is the place where he's working. Mayataba, pray. Shandalabasa, Itanos, lift your hands and pray.
I'll be rooted.
Lift your hands and pray.
In the church.
Lift your hands and pray. This year, I'll be deeper in the church. More committed. Doing more. Serving God. Loving God. Deeper. In two ministries. I sing in the choir. I'm also a placenta pastor. My God, I'm leaving not even 5 minutes of my time to some devil in town. I will build my church. I will build my church. May you, the soul, not just be lying in a heap. Not just be lying in a heap. May you be built up. 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 Built up. Pray.
That I'll be rooted and built in the church. Rakadaba, Rakatayaba, and Telepayaba, Rakadaba, and Lakatayaba.
Lift your hands and pray. Lift your hands and pray.
You'll be rooted and grounded in the church. That you'll be committed to the church.
In the Devos.
In the Devos.
There is nothing like the church. 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 Shine the church well. Shine the church well. Shine the church well. Join the church. If you are a Roman Catholic, join it well. Assemblies of God, join it well. Don't be a stone lying around. Katalabasata, lift your hands and pray. Deeper.
Deeper.
Give yourself to the building of the church. Yes. Be a pastor in the church. Be a shepherd in the church. The church is the place. That is the location. You are looking for Jesus. He is in the church. Whether he is relaxing or he is building, he is in the church. Everybody lift your hands and say, Lord, build me and help me to build the church. I want to build it with you. I want to build it with you. I want to build it with you. I want to build a church with you. I want to build a church with you. I want to build a church with you. Lift your hands for the last time and pray. Shadabosa Mantanuas 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 Sadabaya Shadababa.
God is giving you strength. You are becoming strong in the church.
Oh yes.
Go to court on Tuesday. Go and teach in your school.
Oh yes.
But only a fool will devote all his life in things that don't last to the neglect of the place rather where your life
is.
There is a river, the streams whereof maketh glad the seed. And it ends by saying, God shall help her.
Hey! I
receive. And that right early, right on time, he will help her. I want to tell anyone here who has given her strength, her life, his money, your energy to the church. I quote the scriptures. God will help you.
Amen. Oh, yes.
Is there? Look at it. Verse 5. God is in the midst of her. She shall not be
Professor.
Anybody looking for you
Professor,
will find that you have already been cast in concrete.
Amen.
Sir, relax. Don't worry. Nobody will come for you.
Professor.
Has access to you. She shall not be moved. Be in the wall. When you look to your left, there's another block. There's mortar. There's some stone. There's a column, some iron rod. Somewhere. That's the church. You are surrounded by proper elements. God shall help her. And that type of help is not late. It's not late. You will marry at the right time. You will get a job at the right time. You will drive a car at the right time. When God is helping you, he's not even 2 seconds late. Right early. Not even on time. He does it earlier than the time. Clap your hands if you believe.
I believe. I receive.
God.
Oh, yes.
It's in the midst of her. God, this is the midst of her. I don't know. You've played with the church. Don't do that. And when I see you as a woman, you look very intelligent. Don't behave like you are not intelligent. Don't do that. Don't do what you are doing. Don't do what you are doing. Give your energy. When was the last time you sweated like I'm sweating? For the church. But the dancing stars, they just finished sweating. When will you sweat? And I said on one of the days, the last time we're in church, even when you are working in the church, you must go from strength to strength. Seek to be promoted in the church. It's not only in the bank where you work that there's promotion. Wake up. The one you come to church, you are like some idiot sitting there who doesn't even understand English. But in the office, you are giving speeches in English. This guy playing the keyboard. I don't expect him to be playing the keyboard in 10 years' time, in 5 years' time. I expect him to have a keyboardist. And he is preaching. Promotion. In the house of God. In 1 Samuel 3, Samuel is introduced as an usher. As a what? Verse 15. He's the one opening the doors. And in another place, he's the one looking at the lights, the lamps. But it's just from 9 chapters, 8 chapters, by 1 Samuel 10. He's not opening doors, but he's holding a vial of oil and he's anointing a king, my God and my Lord. I want that promotion. The church is also a place. You can work here and be promoted here and be blessed here.
Oh,
Everything happening in town can happen here. You have chosen not to respect here. The guy, the usher, opening doors. In chapter 9, he's being consulted. As a seer. Stop what you are doing. Don't think it's only in that tall glass building where there's niceness and comfort. In fact, those things are all fake. It's fake. The real place where there is joy, not happiness, joy, is the house of God. If an usher can be a major prophet, can you imagine a basenta leader, what you can become? I feel something. Oh, 2024. Let's give ourselves unreservedly.
Professor.
To this work.
Professor.
To this gospel. Let's preach.
Oh, yes.
Let's disciple.
Yes, yes.
Let's come to church with joy.
Professor.
Let's build basenters.
Oh, yes.
Let's win souls.
Yes.
They're not doing it for no man. Serve God. Build the church. When I was young, there used to be a social event on 6th of March. I don't see it now. But when I was younger, they used to call it Meet Me There. In the 80s, yes. The 80s, Meet Me There. Shamiroho. Yeah. Let's meet there. That's where the fun is. That's where the life is. That's where the chicks are. That's where the booze is. Meet Me There. People live their whole year waiting for Meet Me There.
Hey.
Ladies and gentlemen, the real place, the real venue where we meet, the power of God is the church. This is the real Meet Me There.
Oh, yes.
On Saturday, you can tell somebody, Meet Me There tomorrow.
Meet Me There.
Meet Me There tomorrow. Oh. Lift your hands and thank God.
Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
So,
what a way.
So, Taka.
Thank you for Shapa.
Thank
you, Lord, for your
worship.
Thank you, Lord, for your spirit.
Builders.
Thank you. Oh, yes.
He's building you.
Thank you.
And you are also a builder.
Yes.
Thank you.
Paul calls us co-laborers.
Thank you.
Co-builders.
Yes.
Thank you.
Natuna Maya
Dabaya.
Ah, Nado Dabaya Dababa. Sadi Katus Sabi Madi Zabada Gabada. Randa Sata
Dababa.
As every head is bowed and every eye is closed, I want to pray for the sister here who says, Bishop, what are you talking about? I mean, this morning at 6:47, I got a call. Early morning, today, a pastor from somewhere. He's thanking me for the Christmas Day message. He said he has been eating it. He doesn't even know how to control himself. And that is the Christmas Day message. That is what he's going to preach in his church today. I said, Minia, the earth is a lot. Not even 7 a.m. So I know there's a girl here who's saying, Mr. Bishop, man, I've not heard it like this. I know I'm in church. I love church, but I've never understood it the way you have presented it. It's an important place. Please pray for me that I want, that I'll give my life to Jesus and be properly in this church and enjoy the full life of the church. As every head is bowed, every eye is closed. I want to say, Pastor, pray for me. I want to receive Jesus.
I want to be born again. Pastor, pray for me. Wherever you are, just lift your hands right now. I'm going to pray for you. Yes, lift it high. Today is the day of your salvation. High, above your head. Pastor, I need Jesus. Yes, I see your hand. I see. Everybody takes that decision. And it's so important you do it right early. Jesus is the answer. He's the answer. Because what he comes to deal with is the root of all your problems. And it is sin. He saves us not from poverty. He saves us from our sins. Lift your hands. Pastor, pray for me. I want to receive this Jesus man. I want to be born again. I want to know him well. If your hand is up, I want you to come to me here. Come. Come to me. Yes. Keep coming. Come running. Come with joy. I'm waiting for somebody. Yeah, there she comes. Clap your hands for her. There she comes again. Look at her in canary yellow. Come. I feel there's a girl again in this area. There's a girl in this area. God is calling you. There's a girl in this area. God is calling. I don't know who you are. There's a girl. There's a girl here. There's a girl here. This side. There's a girl. God is calling you. There's a girl here. Come. There's a girl. Does it?
His calling, come. His grace will be your covering.
Lift your hands and let's pray. We are joining these ones who are confessing Jesus, who are surrendering to Jesus, and going to start a new life in Jesus. Lift your hands and say, Heavenly Father.
Heavenly Father,
I thank you for today.
I thank you for today.
I realize I am a sinner.
I realize I'm a sinner.
I am a sinner.
I have sinned.
I've done bad things. I've not made you happy at all.
Today,
I come to you.
Please receive me.
Please wash my sins.
With the blood of Jesus.
Oh Father.
Wash my sins.
With the blood of your Son Jesus. Help me to serve you.
Help me to walk with you.
Say, I am serious. I have turned my back to the world. I am not living here. To go back and live a life of sin. I'm going back.
Forgiven.
Blessed.
And loved.
I'm born again.
It's a new life.
Brand new life.
And I thank you, Jesus.
I'm born again.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Oh, hallelujah. Keep clapping your hands.
Hallelujah.
We trust that you have been mightily blessed and affected by the Word of God preached by Bishop Edwin Morgan Ogo. Do join one of our lovely services from the Makanere Cathedral near Valley View University, OUB, Accra, this and every weekend at 7:30 p.m. on Saturdays, as well as 7:30 a.m. and 12 noon on Sundays. Connect with Bishop Edwin Morgan Ogo on Facebook Live, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, and on your favorite podcast app. Thank you for joining us. God bless you.